You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome to another hot Thursday edition of the Gym Class in KGYM. As we take you through the 3 o'clock hour, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website, DuPaco.com. Final edition of the year of Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Brian Haas will join us here in studio coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll talk about golf, the PGA season, take a look ahead to the Ryder Cup. Tour Championship is underway at Eastlake in Atlanta. So much more to talk about. And we'll do that and answer your questions about your game as we head into the fall season of golf. We'll do that with Brian coming up in just a little bit. Text line available to you as always at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is the phone line as well. Again, 319-366-1600 here from the Circus Sports Iowa studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joining me from the back porch. Andrew here today. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Great. We are, you're going to be Tuesday, Thursday guy, right?
Yep.
All right. You looking forward to that?
Absolutely.
Studying up on sports, things like that, lending your expertise to the game?
Maybe, possibly. I'm still real new to sports. I didn't play anything in high school, so it's all new to me.
Okay, that's all right. It's never too early to get into it. Never too early. So thank you for being here today. Appreciate it. And we thank everybody for listening in today here on KGYM 1600 ESPN, as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids in Iowa City, 106.3 FM, as well as a KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. Mark joins me here on a Thursday afternoon. How you doing?
Doing well, Scott. Good afternoon to you and Andrew and Brian, if you're handy. We'll talk to you in just a little bit. And it's a refreshing 93 degrees in Atlanta.
We're warmer. By the way, one of the topics we're going to talk about with Brian when we get to Caddy Smack in the Gym Class seems that there's an awful lot being said and written and talked about. You know, when you get outside and it's 101 or 93 or whatever the case may be, I got news for you. Unless you're a reptile, you sweat. Everyone's making such a big deal of these golfers sweating. Football players sweat. The jerseys are absolutely sopped. You just can't really tell on television. Get over it, people. I don't know what the big deal is.
Well, it's reality, and I was reading a story today of guys in Nebraska coming into Iowa. They had a golf trip planned, and, you know, they take off work and whatnot, and they're going to make the best of it. Turns out one guy only made it through 16 holes, but, you know, you spend that much on a golf trip, you want to take advantage of it, but not to the point you're going to put yourself in peril.
In fact, you talk about that, and it is a serious subject. The IGA, the Iowa Golf Association, the state seniors going on yesterday, today, and tomorrow at Dubuque Golf and Country Club. Know several gentlemen playing in that event, and talked with one of them, and three did not make it. Another did not make it. In fact, they had to call an ambulance to come to the course and take him in. He's okay, but that's the good news. They're playing. They're still out there playing, so hats off to those guys. I'm not sure I would want to be out there playing. Andrew is shaking his head. He doesn't want to be out there playing when it's 101 and yesterday 103. But, the show goes on, I guess, right?
Well, you know, some people tolerate heat and cold better than others. But by and large, it can be a dangerous situation. Coincidentally, just read the heat advisory in the Des Moines area and across Iowa ends at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, which coincides, Scott, with
high school football.
Yeah.
There are two games around the state that were scheduled tonight. I have not looked to see if they are still going to play. My best guess is they are going to be moved. I don't see how you're going to get that accomplished tonight, but that because of referee shortages, by the way. Two games that were scheduled to be played on Friday, moving them to Thursday. It's going to be a warm one. We've had warm ones before. This is nothing new. Not going to be quite as hot tomorrow. There are going to be breaks, et cetera, and we'll make it through there. We'll get through there okay. Referees will make it through okay. Coaches, everyone associated with it, volunteers, players, et cetera, we'll make the best of it coming up. More on that tomorrow. Jeff Linder is going to join us from the Gazette. And not only going to preview high school football, but also we'll talk a little bit about volleyball, cross country, other fall sports that will be getting underway here and are underway. Volleyball getting underway this week. Golf got underway a couple weeks ago on the fall side of things. So we'll talk about that, but mainly football tomorrow with Jeff Linder of the Gazette. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class and KGYM. Thanks for joining us today. Going to get to an Ebel's Hideaway scoreboard update presented by Ebel's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids right across in the Lindale Mall. We will do that coming up in just a little bit. Injuries today, Mark. That is that's the big topic before we get into golf here. And in fact, golf's got an injury we will get to once we open up with Brian with Caddy Smack in the Gym Class. We will get to that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But we've got news coming out of the NFL and deja vu all over again, as Yogi would say. Within the last hour, CBS Sports and other outlets are reporting the Denver Broncos may have suffered their second wide receiver key injury of the year already before the season has started. And if you recall, that's the same thing that happened last year to the Denver Broncos. New coach this year, obviously, with Sean Payton coming in. But Tim Patrick tore his Achilles earlier this year. They released KJ Hamler after he was diagnosed with a malady. And now Jerry Jeudy, apparently, suffering a right now they're calling it a hamstring injury. He was carted off the field today with the Broncos joint practice with the LA Rams and had trouble getting onto the cart, was visibly upset, and his teammates all came over to wish him well before he was taken inside. They are going to conduct an MRI to determine the severity of the injury, that according to Sean Payton after practice. But that's another wide receiver for the Denver Broncos. Nearly 70 receptions last year for just short of 1,000 yards and 6 touchdowns. 23 is not starting anywhere near where Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos wanted to.
No, that's a tough one, really. As you know, hamstrings are really an iffy, touchy situation. And Jeudy had to have help to get on a cart to get wheeled off the field today, according to reports. No further examinations have been done in terms of an MRI, what have you. But I guess it's, you know, the people argue not to play your starters in the preseason, and various teams are going to do various things in week 3, which begins tonight. But you can get hurt in practice, and this is another example.
You can get hurt stepping off the curb. You can get hurt getting into your car. Yeah, a couple of NFL games tonight. Pittsburgh is at Atlanta, and Indianapolis is at Philadelphia. Those two games going on tonight, getting the final preseason week underway. And then there'll be an off week before everything gets started in earnest on September the 7th. When the Chiefs host the Detroit Lions on Thursday night at Arrowhead. We'll have that game, of course, for you. All kinds of NFL for you here on KGYM from Westwood One, Sports USA, et cetera, et cetera. And looking forward to football, certainly, but especially the National Football League. 319-366-1600. We do have a poll question that also concerns an injury. This coming out yesterday afternoon as, well, he was, and I think, I don't know, we can talk about this a little bit, but certainly at this point, he is the American League MVP in that Shohei Ohtani mark. He left the game yesterday pitching against the Cincinnati Reds, and it was determined later on UCL tear. He is not going to pitch the rest of the season, and you know, we'll see exactly what the next step is in the career of Shohei Ohtani. But that is the subject of our poll question at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West in Iowa City. Thanks to Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement for sponsoring that.
I saw it earlier. I don't see it now. Perhaps the poll is being updated.
Oh, I got it.
Or my computer is on the fritz.
Your computer is on the fritz.
It has to do with Ohtani.
Yes, I will read it for the folks. What's next for Shohei Ohtani? You have three choices. He'll only hit a starter / DH once fully healthy, or a closer / DH once fully healthy. Those are your choices at KGYMRadio.com. It's fascinating to watch him. He's a unicorn. He's an amazing baseball player. This has obviously cost him probably a lot of money. He is going to be a free agent, as we all know, who follow baseball, where he's going to end up. Your guess is as good as mine, but I would imagine it's going to be a large market team with very deep pockets for Shohei Ohtani. Now the question is, what is he going to do? I think you tip your hat, say it was a lot of fun, but I think you concentrate on being a hitter and a DH or right fielder or whatever Shohei Ohtani wants to do at this point, Mark. That's what I would do if I was him. I don't know what his thinking is. He's already gone through extensive rehab once. Does he want to do that again as far as his pitching is concerned? My gut feeling is no.
Yeah, I just don't know because of the severity and possible repair of his UCL injury. And this occurred late yesterday afternoon, very, very timely for Todd Bromelkamp's show. Todd coming to us with the news yesterday, but Ohtani had a UCL injury in 2018. I had Tommy John surgery. What this UCL injury means, I think it's certainly going to cost him a lot of money, millions. I don't know. In terms of this year, he's still my MVP. How can he not be? Who would you put him ahead of? I mean, he's in the top three of eight offensive categories and at or near the top in numerous pitching categories. And with only 35 games left, I don't see anybody in the American League anyway being able to overtake what he's done, certainly up till now.
Probably your only other choice, and he's missed time as well. He's going to end up, if he stays healthy, with as many games played as Ohtani, and that would be Corey Seager, who's having a tremendous year for the Texas Rangers. I'm with you, Mark. The only way I can see, there will be some voters out there that will say, okay, he's going to miss the last 40 games, and more than likely could come back to hit, but the Angels might be so far out of it by that point. I mean, they're a sinking ship right now. Yeah, great numbers, but holy cow, the Angels are going to finish fourth in the American League West. And if the Rangers win it, if Seager goes crazy toward the end, or Julio Rodriguez and the Mariners somehow come out of nowhere and win this thing, It's going to take a Herculean effort in the last month. Can we agree on that anyway for somebody to knock him off?
No doubt about it. Ohtani has played in 126 games. Granted as a pitcher, granted as a DH. But he's been out there day in and day out and putting up huge numbers. So, you know, all I would ask is voters not forget what he did prior to August 23rd.
And it's not like there have not been MVPs from losing teams. One that comes to mind right away is Andre Dawson of the Cubs. Was an MVP. Terrific season. I would like to see most outstanding player and most valuable player. I would like to see two awards instead of one because they're different. They're different. I mean, Shohei Ohtani is certainly the most valuable player this year. But is he going to make a difference as far as the postseason or the regular season is concerned? No. So, hey, we're giving out ribbons all over the place. Why not have two awards like that?
Gosh, in my mind, he's both.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in on the text line. That's 319-366-1600. And Brian's here in studio with us. We're going to get the Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming up. And we'll do that after. Mark, I throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue, Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're open at 4 o'clock each day. Eat local. Try their burgers and fries. They're made fresh daily and wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar. And bring the whole family for friendly service in the dining area. They're online at emilshideaway.com. What do we got?
So baseball today, finals in the American League, or the major leagues. The Dodgers have defeated Cleveland 6-1. That was a completion of a suspended game from last night that went two innings. That game is done. They'll play another one later on. Washington has defeated the Yankees 6-5. Tampa Bay defeated Colorado 5-3. Former number one draft pick, three-time All-Star and World Series MVP, Steven Strasburg reportedly going to retire at the end of September. You spoke about the Angels, or we have. Mike Trout is back on the injured list. After one game, he's back on that list with that wrist still giving him a problem. You know, the Angels get knocked out and eliminated from the playoffs. Perhaps Trout will be shut down for the year. And finally, the Mets announced Dwight Gooden and Daryl Strawberry will have their numbers retired sometime next year.
Hmm. We aren't that old, are we? Brian is smiling as well. We're not that old, are we?
Oh, yeah, you're old.
Well, you're right there. You're just a slightly younger than I am. I still remember Dwight Gooden, old Doc, going out there.
Definitely.
So 16 and 18 are gone from the numerical selections of future New York Metropolitans. So great honor, and certainly star-crossed careers for those two, especially off the field with those guys. 33rd for 30 is amazing for the New York Mets from winning in 1986. We'll take a break, come back, Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, and we'll have one more edition for you. Brian's here in studio, so stay with us. More to come right after this. You're listening to the Gym Class here for a Thursday, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Back after this on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And the excessive heat warning continues today as temperatures will be around 100 degrees and heat index values of 110 to 115 are possible. Tonight we'll have mostly clear skies and drop down to a low around 70. Then tomorrow a cold front will come through in the morning and may produce a shower or storm and then lead to some lower temperatures. We'll still be toasty around 90 degrees tomorrow, but for the weekend we end up in the 80s with much lower humidity. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast. We'll be right back.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The school year is officially underway, and Xavier sports are heating up. The Xavier volleyball team started their season strong on Tuesday with a road win at Cedar Rapids Jefferson. The Saints swept the Jayhawks 25-10, 25-11, and 25-13 in their season opener. They'll be back in action next Tuesday for their home opener, welcoming Dubuque Senior. The Xavier football team will kick off their season tomorrow night at Waverly Shell Rock, and the boys' golf team placed fourth in the Warrior Invitational last Thursday. Freshman Logan Otting shot a 74. The team is back at it today in a triangular with Iowa City West and Western Dubuque at Thunder Hills Country Club. The boys and girls cross-country teams will get in their first meets on Saturday in the Prairie Invitational.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimberg Company. Family owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimberg Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Sign up is open for the KGYM Knockout Pool, brought to you by I'm On Communications. If you're the last one standing at the end of the NFL regular season, you'll win $300 cash. Just sign up now at KGYMradio.com. Then pick your team each week, listen, and follow along here on the gym. Go for bragging rights and $300. Deadline is September 11th to get in. So go to KGYMradio.com and sign up now for the KGYM Knockout Pool. Brought to you by I'm On Communications.
The biggest pro football contests in Vegas are back and bigger than ever, with $14 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. Enter in Nevada, play from anywhere, two ways to win and no rake. Play Circa Million, make five picks against the spread each week with quarterly and full season payouts, or join Circa Survivor. Select one team each week straight up. Last the longest to win it all. $14 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details. Circa Sports Iowa encourages you to gamble responsibly. Problems with gambling? Call or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Think of everything you love about your life. The people you've met, the family you've built. Now imagine it all went away in an instant. When you take a drug laced with fentanyl, even by mistake, that's the chance you take. It may be in cocaine, heroin, meth, even illegal pills that look real. And you might not know until it's too late. Remember, you don't know what contains fentanyl. Learn more at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back with you at 3:27 on the Gym Class on KGYM. Thank you for joining us. Do appreciate it. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, our final edition. Where has the summer gone? And Brian Haas here in studio from Lake House Sports joining us one final time. It's
the summer and the years.
Where
right?
did it go, man?
Yeah, the summer and the years. It's been our 11th season of Caddy Smack, and summer's over already. Or not over, but... You know, it's on the ends of summer, isn't it? Yeah, went way too fast for me.
But golf is not over yet.
Not even close.
Fall golf, as we have mentioned in the last probably 10 years, is some of the best golf there is.
Especially in Iowa. And, you know, it's a great time, too, because a lot of our championships, you know, for our PGA, the championships at your clubs that you're playing at, they've all happened already because school's starting, so they have to get those in. And we still have some good competitive rounds left, but it's a great time to start working on your game and really focusing on next season, but continue to play and work on your game at the same time. So I love the fall for that purpose.
I do as well. If you have a question about your game or if you have a question about golf, love to hear from you. And you can direct that to us at 319-366-1600. That's the text line. You can also pick up the phone and give us a call at 319-366-1600. And we're on a Thursday, usually Wednesday, but you're back. You had your other passion. You were out. Getting some instruction, etc. Right?
Definitely. You would laugh. I was went to Radar Lake, which would be kind of in my mind the equivalent of going to Augusta on the water ski world side of my world, I guess, for lack of a better term. But so hung out for 8 days at Radar Lake and got some good instruction and got to try out a lot of new equipment for 2024 in the water sports world. So yeah, a lot of fun.
Nice.
Sounds like that prevented you from playing in the Senior PGA Championship, Brian.
It did, and that was a tough one. You know, my two loves for sure, and it was hard to weigh those. But half of our business is the water sports side, and so that's the opportunity to go see all the new 2024 gear. And the timing was just bad, and it was hard to pass that up. As you know, I got to go to Augusta this year, and now I got to go to the Augusta of water sports.
2023 has treated you well.
It did. It really has.
319-366-1600. Got a couple of queries in. We'll get to those coming up in just a little bit. We've got the Tour Championship. The culmination of the year for the PGA Tour is underway. And right now, Scottie Scheffler with a two-shot lead over Colin Morikawa, despite the fact that Colin Morikawa shot a 61 today at Eastlake, which brings me to the yearly question at this point. I just despise the way they do this Tour Championship.
He's got a 10-shot lead. is what he had. and Colin just made that a lot shorter.
Yeah, he did. He did. Scheffler is 2 under. Keegan Bradley and Victor Hovland are in a tie for third at -9. Bradley on the course, he is at 6 under par right now. It's a par 70 at Eastlake. Of course, a very historic club. That's where Bobby Jones, it's his home club. That's where he learned the game. And,
right.
And that's why they play it there, because of that fact and the fact that it's a very, very tough course just to the east of downtown Atlanta. But
can't be that hard. Colin just shot 61.
He was striping it. He was striping it. So I don't know. What do you think? Do you like it? Do you like the fact that the leader going in is a 10 is at -10 before he hits a shot?
Yeah, we were discussing it a little bit, and I agree with you. 10 is tough. You know, 10 is it's almost insurmountable. That's the hard part. I'd rather see it end up maybe a little closer. You take maybe the top 8 players somewhere in that range, I don't know that you want to have it be match play. Not sure how that ends, and match play ultimately to me would be the way, you know, you bracket it out and with your top 8 giving your number 1 seed to your top player like they did with the 10 shots and match play it out.
What do you
do for college?
Mark, go ahead.
I wondered how you would view your strategy, Brian, if you had been in Colin Morikawa's situation. He started at 1 under, 9 back. And now Scheffler just bogeyed. Morikawa's 1 back.
Yeah.
So I guess nothing's insurmountable.
No, I agree with that. It's not insurmountable. But, I mean, Colin is going out there just lighting the golf course on fire. And I got to tell you, there isn't 10 guys in the field that can do that, right, every day. And so you almost have to go to that tee box the way Colin did and just say, I'm going to go light this place up. And I'm sure everyone had the same thought, but, you know, can you actually go do it is a whole nother thing. And I feel like that's asking a lot of players, and you're going to get one every now and then that does what Colin just did and they have a great day. And, they'll tell you that's an amazing round. You know, there's not much they would change out of it. But, you know, those don't happen all the time. So it could have been really boring and everybody shot 2 or 3 under and he still has a huge lead.
Yeah. Is there a better way? I know a lot. They talked to a lot of golfers this week that are there at Eastlake, the top 30. A lot of them favoring match play, like you talked about. Maybe get it down, do stroke play for 3 days, get it down, start it early, and then play match play. To just tick off like the last 8, play quarterfinals, semifinals, and then a final. And for Mark, they'll have a consi, just so you can get 3rd place taken care of. Mark, we won't forget about you out there. But
great.
I'm for that. I'm also a lot of people have said let's go Wednesday, Saturday, and then take the top whatever 4, 5, 8. Let them play for the buku dollars on Sunday on television.
Yeah, and match play used to be, you know, popular a long, long time ago. But, you know, really outside of the actual PGA Tour match play event, you know, we don't see match play outside of our amateur events. And I think it'd be good to put it back in. That's how they determine the NCAA champion.
Yep.
Match play.
PGA Championship used to be match play.
Here's my idea, and it's not going anywhere, but take 32 instead of 30, play three rounds, and the top eight play match play Saturday and Sunday.
There you go.
I like it.
You know, I just finished watching the U.S. Amateur, the toughest tournament in the world, I think, Brian. You might disagree, but
I agree.
I mean, you got to play stroke play and then match play, and most oftentimes the number one seed doesn't win, and perhaps that would happen in this event.
I agree, and I think that it puts a lot more parity into the event. You know, players that are close, and you know, hanging around Scotty and. Yeah, well, John Rahm, for instance, right? It's hard to argue who's better between those two, and you know, that seeding would take care of that. There's your one and two, and off they go.
Speaking of Rory, he's the big story today because he has a back injury. There was some talk on the range if he was going to tee it up today. He apparently went home, hurt it. Did not pick up a club, et cetera, earlier on this week. Today was the first time he swung a club, and it just wasn't working. He's having trouble pushing off on the right side. But he's one over today.
Yeah, still on a difficult golf course.
Yeah. Still tied for seventh at minus six because he started at minus seven. But there was talk that he was not going to tee it up, but you're in such a position. There's so much money on the line.
You got to go.
You got to play.
Right.
I mean, you gotta suck it up and go.
You bring your chiropractor, you bring your massage therapist, and you get worked over after every round.
Which will happen.
Yes.
Brian, Sunday, are you looking more forward to the final round of the FedEx Cup or Zach Johnson's wild card picks for the Ryder Cup team?
Ooh.
Or maybe you're looking forward to being on the lake. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that'd be both of the, well, all three really. But yeah, that's a tough one because it'll be exciting. I think he's got to pick Brooks and for the Ryder Cup.
Yeah,
I feel
too.
Like he's such a strong player not to choose, and he's been there already. And he has the right number of points for it. He's just out, you know, one spot outside of being naturally picked, as opposed to you know, being picked by the captain. Also, well, then and then watching this 10-stroke lead dwindle or not dwindle, right? That's kind of the way I look at it, and it's kind of fun to see who can chase down that 10-stroke lead.
A lot of other people talked about, I want to see what Lucas Glover is not playing well today. He's plus three. If he has a bad weekend, is that going to influence things? Who knows? Some other guys in there. Let's take a look here.
Morikawa,
I think, has solidified himself today. Ricky Fowler. You got to think that he's going to be in the conversation. Are they going to take Glover? Are they going to take Brooks?
Right.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Right.
Has been playing well on the LIV Tour.
Yeah.
Of late.
I don't care where you shoot 58. 58's 58.
Not bad.
Yeah.
That's better than 61.
Yeah. He's playing some golf.
I don't know. And Zach really has a tough decision because there's no right or wrong answers. We're not going to know how this plays out until the Ryder Cup is actually played in Rome, and then who knows how his picks are going to play at that time. It's a great honor to be the captain of the Ryder Cup team.
It's an impossible job. Yeah. You know, I just knowing Zach a little bit, you know, not super close, but enough that he's a team guy. So he's going to put together the best team chemistry he possibly can. So score or where you're sitting, you know, as a player ranking wise, he'll take that into account, no doubt. But I think before that is team player, and how people match up and play with each other is going to be more, I think, on his mind than where your ranking was and maybe even how you played this year.
Keegan Bradley, two wins, playing very well today.
Yeah.
And JT, who's a great team guy.
Yeah.
But didn't have a great year.
Right.
Whatever Zach Johnson decides, he's going to come under some criticism. Read that, Brandel Chamblee. But
That's Brandel's job.
Yeah.
No, he is going to be criticized no matter what. But he's also, I think, a lot of people are going to praise Zach for. Hey, if they can bring home the cup, everything's going to be forgiven.
It's all for naught, yeah.
And as many people, including Brandel, said, do you really care if the U.S. is down one or up one going into the singles competition on Sunday in Rome and Brooks Koepka is the winning guy for the United States team? Are you really not going to root because it's Brooks Koepka? No.
No.
Yeah. We want to get our listeners involved here. Brian on the text line, 1577. How often should a mid-handicapper update equipment, namely wedges, driver, etc.?
Good question.
Yeah, so wedges, for instance, it just depends on the number of rounds you're playing. So we know that about 400 bunker shots on your wedge, that your grooves are done. There'll be a massive difference. So the easy thing you can do there is just even take your wedge into your local fitter and hit your wedge and then hit their wedge, and you'll just see the difference in the spin rates. As far as your irons go, again, it goes by how much are you playing. Are you playing 100 rounds a year? Are you playing 20 rounds a year? Are you playing 200 rounds a year? So if you're on the higher side, you know, every other year is good. So whatever brand you like, stay in that cycle with them and just jump on their cycle. They do that on purpose because most tour players live that same way. They run in a couple year cycle depending on how many. If they're huge practicers, they might flip a few clubs out here and there, but for the most part, they're on a 2 year cycle. Wedges on tour and college players are about every 6 months or less. So lob wedges for tour players are going out every other week. So they're keeping those really sharp. Drivers, again, run the cycle, because if you're a brand fanatic for one of the brands, they run their cycles. Some of them run every year, some run every 2 years, and usually they make some pretty good upgrades. So that's a good time to take a look. So in that mid range, there's a lot of times you can find some game. And so if you go find your good fitter, that person should be able to take your old driver and show you the comparison against the new equipment and show you if there's any game to be purchased.
Why would you change putters, Brian? You're welcome, Scott.
Someone just did.
Wow. Did you hear that bus go by?
First non-blade.
Wow.
And it's one for one so far.
There you go. Right? And it's a confidence thing. So I praise the players that have the putter from when they played in high school or they played in college and or when they started their professional career. You'll hear that a lot with a lot of the golf professionals. I think that's great. You know, because now you're not saying it's the putter, you're saying it's me, and you go to work. But there's times when our bodies change, the way we see things change, and that's always evolving, and we can't stop that. So sometimes there is a change that needs to happen, and sometimes that's with your putter, and sometimes that just gives you a better sight line. Maybe it just helps you get square to the target better. It could be all of that, and or. You know, a lot of players that stay with their old putters, maybe it's just even a loft change because their body positions change over time and they just need the ball to roll differently. So it's okay to make changes. They just need to be smart changes.
It is. And using myself as an example, everything you talked about checked all the boxes right there. Your body changes. You're not quite as steady. The blade was a little bit bulky, a little bit heavy. I went to something a little lighter with better lines, and just everything seems to be working at least once
right,
so far.
Right. So the MOI of putters are getting, I mean, maxed out like drivers.
But don't get rid of the old putters.
No, it's fun to have it, and sometimes you pull it back in, you go, there you are.
Yeah.
But the MOI and the new putters, and you start getting into the mallets, is amazing. They're starting to use some of the dynamics that they use in golf clubs to create putters. So when you have weights that are way out to the edges of your putter, you're creating a putter that will not twist and turn as much in your hands on an off-center hit. And we all like to think we hit the middle of the face of the putter, but a lot of us don't. And so having that weight out near the toe and the heel and then way back in the putter, all of those are very forgiving aspects of a high moment of inertia putter. So there are definitely putters out there that can help you get the ball rolling toward your target a lot easier than the old blades that we played with.
Yeah, thanks for the questions. Appreciate it. If you have another one for Brian about your game, go ahead and get it to us at 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Is Caddy Smack in the Gym Class talking golf with you here on a Thursday edition of the program. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll have more golf talk with you. So stay tuned. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Fry Fest, a celebration of all that is Hawkeye.
Presented by the Eastern Iowa Airport.
On Friday, September 1st, we'll be celebrating Herky the Hawk's 75th birthday bash. Take part in the Fry Fest games, kids' activities, a concert by Pop Rocks,
and the world's largest Hawkeye trade show.
Kick off the athletic season the right way at Fry Fest. Visit fryfest.com for details. Plus, check out all of our upcoming events for the year, including our fall golf outing
at thinkiowacity.com.
Every piece of land has a story. The Upshaw's right there is with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to just jump in and get involved with it.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaw's have the tools to DIY all day long. Get a 1 Series tractor starting at $129 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Make the most of your land with a good, clean deal from City Tractor. Visit us at citytractor.com.
Experience the most mind-bending thriller of the year. Available at Redbox. From the producers of Get Out and Us, Rent, Antebellum. Starring Janelle Monáe. Successful author Veronica Henley finds herself trapped in a horrifying reality that forces her to confront the past, present, and future before it's too late. Don't miss Antebellum, along with other new movies, and make it a Redbox night. Head to one of the 40,000 Redbox locations, stream on your smart TV, or visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data, plus 20 gigs of hotspot, 100 gigs of cloud storage, and more. All on the best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See Mobile Protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
We are back. It is Caddy Smack of the Gym Class, 347 here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Don't forget tomorrow, first night of high school football. We'll talk with Jeff Linder of the Gazette and get his thoughts about the upcoming football season and the fall sports. So we'll do that coming up on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. Todd Brommelkamp show next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Brian Haas joining us here from Lake House Sports. And if you have not noticed, it is warm outside.
It is hot.
It's hot. I feel for the superintendents out there and the golf course people, all their crews, et cetera, et cetera. There's not enough people to go and keep a course where it should be when it's 103 degrees like it is over the last 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, and some of the things they have to worry about is you can overwater at this time and bake your golf course. So when you do that, think about cooking green beans, right? It's a plant, and you put in the boiler and you boil them and they get soft and you eat them. And your grass does the same thing. So if you're out there getting your grass soaking wet and then it gets really hot, you're basically boiling your grass at that point. So you have to be careful when you're doing it and how you're doing it. And you can have hot spots and points. So they go out and syringe the greens is what they call it. And they're out there with a hose and they're just giving them little light runs just to cool them down a little bit, but not soak them, because otherwise if that water stays there, you end up boiling them. And then you have the whole other issue of Pythium, which is a disease that happens when you add water and heat together. So you kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't kind of thing. So you have to do this carefully, and these guys know what they're doing. You know, I know enough to be dangerous, and these guys know what they're doing, and they're out there to you know, try and keep their golf courses alive. So if they're dragging hoses, try to stay out of their way and let them get those greens and those hot spots syringed and lightly watered so that they don't boil over and turn into a big black
mess.
They're
helping you.
They are. Yep. They're trying to get your golf course perfect for this fall season.
True.
Yeah.
True.
We only have two more days of it, though, and then we're back in the mid-80s.
Brian, it's hard to talk about today, but I want to ask you a question about indoor golf. And we're probably 3 months, maybe more, away from that really heating up. Indoor golf has been around for a long time, but it seems to me there's a proliferation of stores that feature that. If you're a lot of people just want to go out there and have fun. That's fine. But if you really want to keep your game honed, your thoughts about indoor golf?
Yeah, it's come a long way. I mean, it definitely has it's surging, the whole indoor aspect of playing and practicing. There's a lot of facilities now with great opportunities and really top-end launch monitors that they're using to play virtual golf. And not virtual in the sense of a game. You are striking the golf ball and the ball's flying and it's just only going, you know, 10 to 15 feet in front of you and hitting the net in front of you or the screen. It has gotten so accurate. So I'll speak to what I have. I have TrackMan in our facility at the lab. And with the RCT balls that Titleist made that are made just for the TrackMan, it is so accurate. So I've watched one of the golf professionals I work with, Tracy Vest, who, congratulations, Tracy, for winning our section PGA section championship. Yeah, PGA section championship and the senior PGA section championship. So how about that? So he's 50 and gets to play on both sides of that. But watching Tracy hit wedges in there last winter and really honing in his distances, it was absolutely amazing because he stepped out of winter and onto the golf course and nothing changed. So if he hit an 80-yard shot, it was 80 yards in real life, you know, barring any wind conditions. And you can set those wind conditions in there as well. So if you want a 10-mile-an-hour breeze in your face or a little 10-mile-an-hour breeze coming across the green, whatever you want, you can set those conditions in there and it forces it into it. And it's really, really rather accurate. There are going to be some older launch monitors or simulator systems, you know, that are not as accurate. And I try to look at that as a game. You went in, you played a game. It's like going bowling or anything else. I wouldn't say bowling's not accurate, but in this case,
accurate,
right, it's accurate, right? But some of those systems aren't going to be as accurate. So if you're an accomplished player and you know exactly how far you hit the shot, and that's not popping up in those systems, you know, then you got to take that for what it is, and it's a game, and just go have fun, hit some shots. But there's a lot of systems like TrackMan, the GC Quad, and
Foresight
others. That's Foresight, they are so accurate, and you can really work on your golf game in the off season. So today, you know, I think my truck's at 101 on the way over to the radio station, and both of my clients today both chose indoors. And we could have been outdoor just the same, but the indoor was, you know, it's accurate. We have larger video and it was cool. It was 70 degrees in there. It was beautiful.
Not bad. 2794 with a question. And this, I think, is timely, looking ahead next year, but maybe getting started in the fall here. They say, thinking of picking up the game again, haven't played in 15 to 20 years. Where should you start?
There you go. If you still have your golf clubs, grab them, go hit a few golf balls and kind of, you know, it might be encouraging, might be discouraging, right? But you just need to get your body moving first. Maybe it's not a terrible idea to go and start with a golf professional right away and start the right way, because everything's going to feel foreign if you haven't played in that long. So that's a good time to get your grip corrected and understand some of the real basic pieces. And I know Mark always likes to say it, the PGA, posture, grip, and alignment. Mm-hmm. And get those basic pieces under control right away, because none of that's going to feel good. And it's already odd because you haven't played in 15 years. So that's a perfect time to, you know, you might as well get that over with, because that's going to be the core of your game going forward.
Yeah, a lot of ways to get going, but go out and hit some balls. That's the best thing to
do. Get started.
I wanted to spend about 90 seconds on this, my soapbox for the day and for the year of golf. A lot more people playing golf, but a lot of people that don't know necessarily a lot of the rules and etiquette, et cetera, like when you take a 3-foot divot, replace it, keep your carts away from the greens and tees.
Yeah.
Ball marks this year. Holy cow. It's been the year of the ball mark.
Yeah.
Please fix your ball mark.
You know, I'm thankful that usually I get to play a lot of really cool places, and my thank you to them is that I will fix my ball mark and at least three others, and sometimes I spend maybe a little too much time because, you know, that gets under my skin a little bit. So I try to fix mine and others. Also, like with the sand, I try to put my divots back, but I'm a steeper player, so my swing is a little bit steeper, so I do take a pretty good size divot. And with that divot, I go and get those and put those back. There's times of the year that's maybe not, you know, the superintendent would prefer the sand and seed mixture. But mine are usually big enough that it doesn't matter what time of year it is, it'll live. And but for those that are more shallow, you know, take that thinner divot, use that seed and soil, put that back into your divot, and then do a couple others. So I'll get into spots where we all played the par five where everybody lays up in the same place and you got all those divots in there. I, you know, for the superintendent's sake, I try to empty at least one of my bottles in one of those areas, mm-hmm. and then keep the other bottle for, you know, the couple of divots that I can't get fixed of my own as I'm playing, and then try to ask for more at the turn if it's available. So I think that's huge. Fixing your ball mark on the green, you know, be sure you're pushing it back from the direction that the ball came from. And I don't like seeing those little dirt patches all over the green either. So start pushing that thing back from the direction that the ball came from, and just keep pushing until you get there, and then tap it down nice and flat.
Yeah, and a couple of pros have told me as well they'd like to pass this along. A lot more confrontations on golf courses this year. Everybody, please cool it out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's only going to play so fast, and it, you know, for the courses that need rangers and the courses are using shorter tee times, meaning like 7 and 8 and 9 minute tee times, they're putting a lot more golf course onto the golf course. And you get to some of your higher end courses where they'll run 10 minute starting times, and there's a little more space there. But when the ranger says there's nowhere to go, there's really nowhere to go. And it's hard to get everybody playing faster and as a whole, because it does work like dominoes. So, you know, the reality is that golf has turned into, I'd love to see it at 4 hours or less, but, you know, kind of, you almost have to expect 4.5 hours anymore, especially when they're using 7, 8, 9 minute tee times.
Yeah. Thanks, Brian, for the year. Keep up the great work at Lake House Sports.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
We'll do her again next spring, man.
I can't wait. Yeah.
Have a good, we'll see you though.
Yeah.
Down the line.
Yeah, we'll get our round in this fall.
There
sure.
you go. Yep, Mark and I are ready for that. Tomorrow, Jeff Linder will join us. Looking forward to that. We'll take a look at week 0 of the college football season, as well as week 1 of the high school football season. That'll be coming up on Friday edition of the Gym Class, as well as the sports news of the day. And Andrew, thanks. And Mark, we will talk with you tomorrow afternoon at 3. Have a good night.
I will. And thanks, Brian. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
You bet. You've been listening to The Gym Class. Caddy Smack on The Gym Class here on KGYM.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb.